Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. This week we'll take in the 10th annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival for a set by one of Michigan's most acclaimed musicians. Joel Mabus grew up in southern Illinois, and his parents were musicians in the Prairie Schooner Traveling Show. His older brother also played music, so it was probably just a matter of time before young Joel tried his hand at an instrument or two. Well, it's come to at least a half dozen by now, and he's at home with all of them, particularly the guitar. Joel is also a fine singer-songwriter and even runs his own company, Fossil Records, from his home these days in East Lansing, Michigan. Let's join the Hiawatha audience at Marquette's Tourist Park for a concert by Joel Mabus.
Now in this world of give and take, be careful what you do. Those strings you pull to get things done, they're tugging back at you. They're tugging back at you. And it's been said so many times, you might forget it's true. But the way you treat your neighbor, that's the way that he'll treat you. Yeah, that's the way that she'll treat you. I say you better watch what you say. You better watch what you do. But cast your bread out on the water, it'll soon come back to you. It all comes back to you. A man had a sack of gold and he buried it in the ground. When he died, all the people tried, but the gold could not be found. His gold could not be found. But a second man had a sack of gold and he spread it all around. He made his friends and his friends made him the richest man in town. He was the richest man in town. I say you better watch what you say. You better watch what you do. Cast your bread out on the water. It'll soon come back to you. It all comes back to you. Some of us have plenty, and some of us have none. While some never seem to have enough, it's the way the world is run. That's the way this world is run. So just try to do your very best, and remember when you do, the more you give, the more you get, it all comes back to you. It all comes back to you. I say you better watch what you say. You better watch what you do. Cast your bread out on the water. It'll soon come back to you. It all comes back to you. I say you better watch what you say. You better watch what you do. Cast your bread out on the water. It'll soon come back to you. It all comes back to you.
All comes back to you, certainly does. At a sophisticated gathering such as this, I don't hear requests for the Orange Blossom Special. But I hear it most every place else I go. Do it anyway, guys. Because in half the people here right now, I can get the ESP vibes. Half the people right now, they're kind of scattered among all of you, are thinking, gee, I kind of wish he would play the Orange Blossom Special just once, you know? Yeah. See, and then the rest of people are saying, oh, my Lord, not the Orange Blossom Special. we in the trade call it the OBS, but I've come up with a solution. Here's a tune of my own device that is not the Orange Blossom Special yet. Has all the whistles, clang, clang, ding, 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 shuffle, shuffles. All the train noises that are the hallmark of a great violinist. And it's called the Rock Island Rocket. Like this. Ting, ting. And here's a banjo tune for you that I put together for the bicentennial of the Constitution a while back. It's called Tom Paine's Dream. And for you banjo players wondering how it's tuned, Tom Paine dream tuning right there. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I think it's time to play just a little bit of blues this evening. You know it's blues though when you give it one of these. Yeah, let's give it another one of those. You can roll the bass off in the monitors a little bit, I wouldn't mind it too much. I haven't always lived in Michigan, you know. I was born in the land of the blues. Illinois. So I have a right to sing the blues, you know. Being from the land of the blues and all. But a great man by the name of Lightnin' Hopkins, I had the acquaintance some years ago, he told me, always sing about what you know about, son. Sing the truth, sing from personal experience. Which I took to heart. But it cut down on my repertoire considerably. But this is something I know all about. You say your world is gone to pieces. Things just fell apart. You want to put things back together, but you don't know where to start. Well, I got your solution, the stuff you need to use. It's a thing called duct tape. There ain't nothing it can't do. I say the world has gone to pieces. What's a poor boy supposed to do? I'm just holding things together and singing the duct tape blues. Yeah, I tell ya, duct tape is the answer in a little silver row. It can mend the widest crack. It can patch the deepest hole. I put duct tape on my sneakers when they start to fall apart. Since my baby left me, I'm wearing duct tape on my heart. I swear the world has gone to pieces. What's a poor boy supposed to do? I'm just holding things together here and singing the duct tape blues. Oh, stick with me now. Listen here. I'm going down to the Pentagon, gonna help my country out. Tell them five-star generals what it's all about. I'll show them my roll of duct tape. I'll explain what it can do, and I'll tell them it's only $99,000 this week's special just for you. I say the world has gone to pieces. What's a poor boy supposed to do? I'm just holding things together here and singing the duct tape blues. I'm just holding things together and singing the duct tape. I'm playing the duct tape. I'm living the duct tape blues. Ah, the duct tape blues. You know, it pays to read your mail, you know? That junk mail you think is actually nothing at all?
Yeah.
Could be something real special to you. I almost threw a piece of mail away one day, decided to open it up, and there was a chorus to the song I'm gonna sing you right now, staring me in the face. Well, I got me a letter just the other day. I nearly threw the dang thing away. But the envelope said I got something important to say. So I opened up the letter and I read the page. It said, "Are you tired of the same old wage? Then you might be happy to hear what I've got to say. You may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. You may already be the lucky one. You never know until you try. You may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you." Well, I thought about that for a little while. I thought a little longer and it made me smile. You're telling me something, Ed, that I already knew. 'Cause you can try for fortune, you can try for fame, but the winner is the man who enjoys the game. It ain't the things that you got, it's the things that you go through. And you may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. You may already be the lucky one. I can see it in your eyes. You may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you. Ah, so many people wasting their time counting sheep, trying to sleep that American sleep, wishing they could dream a little piece of that American dream. If they could only open up their eyes and see, the best things in life are practically free, and the rich and the famous ain't half as happy as they seem. And you may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. You may already be the lucky one. You never know till you try. You may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Oh, we're so lucky. Thank you. Well, I'd like to flat pick you a little flat pick number here. This is one that it's a sort of a standard. It's sort of a classic when everybody knows. And it's one that I, for a long time, was ignoring. I didn't play it much. It's called the Black Mountain Rag. And I knew how it went. Sure, I played it once or twice in my youth, but I sort of was beyond that now, thank you, and didn't really think about it much. And a few years ago, I was scheduled to play at a festival out in Winfield, Kansas, where all the flat pickers meet. Huge contest out there. And I was hired to play, and they signed me up for the workshop, the wonderful guitar workshop, at 10 in the morning on Saturday out in Winfield, Kansas in September. And it was a beautiful Kansas morning in September. It was only 100 degrees and a 40-mile-an-hour wind, sort of like opening your door to a blow dryer in the morning. But got to the workshop stage thinking I'd be there with a few other up-and-coming guitar players, and I was. Sitting to my right was a youngster by the name of Doc Watson. And sitting next to that was a newcomer by the name of Dan Crary. And a novice on the end, Norman Blake, are all sitting on stage with me. And I'm thinking, okay, I better wake up real quick now. Wake up real quick and smell the coffee. So we went for about an hour and a half trading songs back and forth, and everything was just wonderful and just fine. Until the end, Dan Crary says, "Well, let's play something we can all do together here. How about that old Black Mountain Rag, which is all I needed to hear because I hadn't played the thing in years at that point. And to cap it off, he says, "You kick it off, Doc." And you see, if you know how Doc Watson plays, you know that when Doc kicks off a song, especially a flat pick fiddle tune, he kicks it off at his tempo, which is something like... And we're off and running, and I'm just... I'm hanging on for dear life over there on the end, thinking, oh, it's going to come around to me here. And Doc, who plays this song every day of his life for the last 20 years, is just blazing through the thing with no problems at all. And Dan Crary takes it, and he's got the hottest arrangement I've ever heard on the thing. I know he's been practicing, else he wouldn't have brought it up in the first place. And he does a wonderful job on it, and then Norman Blake takes it, and nothing ever phases old Norman. And it's my turn, and I'm just about now, I've got a handle on the rhythm, I've got the speed up, and I'm trying to give myself a little Zen pep talk, saying, okay, I have played this fast before. I have played this song before. Bring those two concepts together, and I'll be just fine. And just about as I'm about to jump into it, Doc, who's sitting next to me, leans over and says, speed it up when it comes to you, son. So I did, but nobody noticed. So I've been forcing myself to play this in public as much as possible here lately, and just in case ever in some lifetime future I get to replay that little incident, I'll be ready. So here it is, the Black Mountain Rag and my tempo. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so, so, so much. Thank you very much. I got time to do you just one little quick one here. Thank you. I got records for sale, by the way. Don't we all? Well, my window faces the south. I'm almost halfway to heaven. The snow is falling, but still I can see fields of cotton just smiling at me. Well, my window faces the south, and though I'm far from the Swanee, I'm never frowning, never down in the mouth, cause my window faces the south. Cotton just smiling at me where my window faces the south. And though I'm far from the Swanee, you know that I am never frowning, I'm never down in the mouth, cause my window faces the Southland. My window faces the south. Thank you. We'll see you later. See you tomorrow.
We've been listening to the music of Joel Mabus from the July 1988 Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Co-op and Good News Music for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.